Peyton Manning with the Broncos versus Peyton Manning with the Colts?
I think the biggest thing that you see is touchdowns, getting the ball to open guys. One thing about Peyton is, you know, he's a smart guy. I think the physical tools you already know is there, but the toughest thing for us is going to be, you know, trying to make things difficult for him. He does a great job of reading defenses and getting guys in the right place. So we're really going to have to put in the extra time that we know he's putting in to try to be prepared to play well on Sunday.
Is he one of those quarterbacks you just can't disguise the defense that he's seen at all, that you just – you're not going to fool him?
Yeah, and that's the hard thing. You know, I think – one thing that we get to see a lot is another quarterback that does that all the time. You know, playing against Brady, you know, he's the type of guy that we know if we're a little off, he's going to be right on. So I think that mental focus that we have to go and attack practice with, we get practice at it. So it'll help us a little bit going into Sunday. But I think the biggest thing is to try to really prepare and keep preparing and get ready to go Sunday.
What about their receiving core? Obviously, Peyton is Peyton. But it's up to the receivers to get open, and obviously last week they showed they could do that.
Yeah, you know, playing against those guys last year two times, we knew they had good receivers, you know, with Demaryius Thomas, Decker, and then, I mean, a guy like Stokely's been playing, you know, 14 years in this league. You know, it's obvious he can get open. He's been doing it for a long time. But, you know, we know with Decker and Thomas, they're big physical guys that we're going to have to try to challenge them when they go down the field. And then when they catch underneath passes, just trying to get them on the ground is going to be tough. So we're going to have to really work hard at that.
Devin, what allows quarterbacks like Peyton and Tom to be so successful for so long?
I think the time they put into it. You can tell those guys, it's not something that, you know, happens overnight or, you know, you can do. You can work hard for 1 year and then you just got it. Those guys consistently put in, I think, a lot of work and a lot of extra time each year to kind of perform at a high level. And I think they've kind of made that routine for themselves and they're able to execute that every year in, year out.
Devin, after last week's performance, does your confidence raise a little bit within yourself?
No, I mean, for us, it's each week we want to try to, you know, get better. We work hard in practice to go out there and try to perform well on Sunday. And I think, you know, my confidence for this week will start today with going out there, having a good practice, and just keep building it throughout the week.
Did it feel good to at least get those first two interceptions of the year and build off of those?
Oh, yeah. As a defensive back, it always feels good to come down with interceptions. That's, you know, what we work hard, and that's, you know, really the biggest reward of playing defensive back. So that's big, and you know, defensively, turnovers always help.
Obviously, confidence helps, but do we sometimes overrate what it means to you guys to go into a game feeling confident, or is there legitimacy to that?
Good? Probably sometimes a little overrate. I mean, because a lot of things that, you know, we go into the game is determined in practice. You know, when we have a good week of practice, when you have a good week of studying film, you go into those games confident. You know, just because you have a great game 1 week, it doesn't mean that you're going to go into that next game feeling like no one can attack you. You know, there's different offenses. You see different guys each week. So that week in practice always determines a lot.
Hey, Devin, the crowds have been pretty good in Baltimore and Buffalo the last couple of weeks. Can you talk about the importance of the home crowd really from the start here? And how would you like to see from them at Gillette?
Oh, yeah. For us, it's a joy coming back home and playing, you know, in front of our fans. And, you know, they come out there and they really support us. So, I mean, as players, we feel like it's our job to try to come home and defend our home territory. And, you know, when you're able to do that, you get that support in the stands. You know, the fans, you know, they love the effort we put in when we're at home. So they put even more effort in. So I think we have to do our part, and we know they're going to do their part.
Yeah, would you like to see them getting going on, like, third and long when you guys are on defense and things like that up on their feet?
Oh, yeah. A noise always helps, especially when you're on defense. We love if the offense can't hear the quarterback.
Thank you, Devin.